Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Embryonic stem cell research remains a controversial issue. But as Michael Palladino, an associate professor of biology at Monmouth University School of Sciences, explains, researchers are developing a way to not use embryonic stem cells.
Few areas of research in biology are as controversial but exciting as working with stem cells. Stem cells are of intense interest to scientists because these immature cells are pluripotent. That is, they have the ability to form all cell types and tissue types of the body, over 200 different cell types in total. Potential is a commonly used word when discussing stem cells because of the range of promising but largely unproven applications of these cells in the field of regenerative medicine, which involves making tissues and even whole organs for use in humans. The most controversial stem cells are embryonic stem cells, named because they are derived from a tiny cluster of cells in an early embryo. To harvest these cells, one must first create an embryo. This has primarily been done using leftover embryos created by in vitro fertilization. But isolating embryonic stem cells results in death of the embryo. Because of significant ethical concerns about whether it is acceptable to make an embryo for the purpose of deriving stem cells, researchers are seeking ways to isolate stem cells without use of an embryo. In the last few years, there have been several significant advances in this work. For example, by introducing a combination of four genes into adult skin cells, it is possible to force these cells to literally go backwards in development and become stem cells. These so-called induced pluripotent stem cells, or iPS cells, may be a major breakthrough. iPS cells have already been created from human patients, and they've been used to treat mice with a genetic model of sickle cell anemia. Like any new technology, there are challenges and hurdles to overcome, but there is reason to be optimistic that stem cells will result in exciting options for repairing tissues and organs.
That was Monmouth University's Michael Palladino. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.